You're listening to the Christian Homeschool Moms Podcast, where you'll hear interviews, advice, and tips, and encouraging words just for the homeschooling mom. We're moms of faith helping other moms to homeschool with joy.
Hi, and welcome to the Christian Homeschool Moms Podcast. Welcome back to the show. It's been a little while since my last update, and I'm just happy to be back. So today I'm going to talk about homeschool share, which is something that I discovered few years ago, but we've been moving more into this with my 7-year-old daughter. So I thought I'd share what we've discovered with homeschool share and why we like it. That kind of leads into the conversation of what are unit studies and lap books. Recently, we've been enjoying lap booking more. And we'll probably be doing some more interesting things with our lap books in the future, meaning we're going to integrate more tech-related activities with our lap booking. So we'll still do our lap books, but we're going to sort of change things up a little bit and create some digital products from that. But currently, what I have to share is that we've really been enjoying everything that we found on Homeschool Share to help us with whatever we're studying. So what is a lap book? Okay, lap booking is basically kind of a hands-on tool that we use to reinforce what we're learning, and we use file folders. And these file folders are just created into what's like a booklet, so to speak. So it can be like a series of books or file folders stapled or glued together to create a multi-book sort of. I'm not even sure that I'm even explaining this correctly, but you could have a lot of file folders connected to create this really lengthy book, or just use one file folder. Inside those folders, you'll place objects that are typically, you'll cut them out and add little mini books in and glue them into your lap book. And these little mini books are going to be either pictures or things that your kids have written about the topic they're studying, crossword puzzles, coloring sheets, you name it, you know, you can add it to the lap book. Over the years, lap booking had gotten extremely popular. I had been introduced to it somewhere around 2007 when my oldest daughter was just starting out with lap books, and we really enjoyed it. In fact, I have a video of one that we did a long, long time ago. I'll see if I can hunt that video down and place a link to that in the show notes. In fact, I'm making a note of that right now, so I'll place a link to the lap book that we did a long time ago on Amelia Earhart. But whatever you're studying, there's bound to be some lap book online that you can find either for very low cost or for free. And what I love about Homeschool Share is that their materials are free. So head on over there, and if you're interested in starting to create a lap book for your child, you can go to Homeschool Share and download their resources. One really great way to integrate lap booking into your homeschool is if you are doing unit studies. So let's say that you're studying dolphins. Well, go over to Homeschool Share and type in dolphins and see what materials are there and that you can use for your lap book. Another thing to think about besides lap booking is notebooking. You know, notebooking is a great way to just keep a record of what you're learning. And it gives your kids a way to see what they've learned throughout the school year. It's kind of like, it's basically a journal. So if you're not into the, you know, cut and paste and let's make this fabulous lap book and be creative, then you might be a notebooker. And there's a lot of notebooking resources online. In fact, I'll probably try to find a list of notebooking resources to share with you. But Homeschool Share offers some notebooking resources as well. Basically, what you need is a 3-ring binder, and then you can divide that binder up into subjects or topics, just however you want to divide the notebook. So let's say you have one notebook that is only social studies, what you've been learning in social studies for that year. So you may want to divide that up into the different topics in social studies. Or if you just want to do one notebook on dolphins, then you can have that one notebook just be devoted completely to your unit study on dolphins. In your notebook, you'll want to include any art projects your kids have been working on, any worksheets, any type of anything that you can archive easily. You can put into your notebook. And I always recommend that not only do you use a 3-ring binder, that way you can open it easily and slip anything that you want into it and close it. So you're not having to worry about, you know, shoving anything in. It's easy to open, pop it in, close it. Or another thing that I recommend is that you just make it neat. I'm all about trying to make things really neat and user-friendly. So, you know, years down the road, you want your pages to look intact. So I like to spend just a little bit of extra money on investing in the protective sheet covers. And I slip all of my papers into that. So two pages per one protective cover, front and back. And it's just a nice way to keep your notebook really neat. And it's a great way to create your portfolio. In the future, I'll have some resources available that will show you how I will be taking this content and creating digital portfolios from that. Because, you know, portfolios is something that is becoming more prevalent now as we're getting closer and closer to my kids. You know, especially my oldest getting older, getting into her middle school and upper grade level, her teachers are going to need more of a portfolio style for the future, especially when we're looking into starting that resume in a couple of years and creating something that colleges can look at and see what she's been doing throughout the year. So we'll be getting more and more into portfolio making. But this is just something, what I'm talking about today is more or less just something that you can do with your kids at any age. And it serves as a great way to get used to creating a portfolio for your kids. So whatever they're studying that year, whatever you happen to have been learning, to create an archive of what they've learned throughout the year. Some things you may want to throw away, but there's going to be bound to be some things that you'll definitely want to hold on to. In our particular situation with using a home charter school for my youngest daughter, we do turn in a lot of our sample work to her educational specialist. And so rather than my being kind of skimmish on turning in that material, I just go ahead and snap a photo of it and archive it into my Evernote account. That way I'll always have that digital portfolio of all of her work that I've turned in, but I'm not necessarily holding on to. And I still have a snapshot of it. So I like that. Keeping digital portfolios is a great way to hold on to what your kids are doing, but just archiving it in a digital format. So you still have it there and you can always go back and look at it at any time. The thing about Homeschool Share is, again, you know, there's lots of free materials here. So they've even got some advice on how to do notebooking and lap booking. And currently we're talking about notebooking. So, you know, again, you can just add anything you want to your notebook. I mean, it can be anything from a ticket to Disney World, to photographs that you printed out, or coloring pages, just anything, a leaf or a feather that you collected from the beach, and you can place that into your folder, or you can place it into, again, a protective sheet cover, and that way it's protected. But there's lots and lots of ways that you can archive what you're learning for each subject. So I think that lap booking and unit studies, lap booking and notebooking are great ways to integrate into maybe a unit study style or approach for homeschooling. I also think it's great for those of you who are Charlotte Mason learners. It's a great way to archive what you're learning and to have your kids be able to look back on what they've done throughout the year. And it just helps them to participate in the process. We weren't necessarily able to do that this year with my oldest daughter because of her being enrolled in an online charter school. So we have a slightly different way we approach school this year, this past year. So we haven't done any notebooking or lap booking with her. But we have done some lap booking with my youngest daughter. So we've enjoyed that with my 7-year-old this year. And she loves it. She loves being able to print out, you know, what we're learning and color and paste it into her lap book. So that's been a lot of fun. Now, if you go over to homeschoolshare.com, you'll see that there are unit studies available that are divided into six levels. And level one begins with toddlers and preschoolers. So if you have really little wee ones, you may want to check that out. They divide it also into different types of unit studies, such as literature-based, file folder games, and lap books. So if you're looking for literature-based unit studies, these are available for the specific grade levels, levels one through six. You've got ideas like a literature unit study for Brown Bear, Brown Bear, for Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, Pocket for Corduroy, Jamberry, Whistle for Willie. These are types of literature studies that you could download for free. Also file folder games for Apple Match, Animal Match, Penguin Match, things like that. And then you have lap books, again, for Corduroy, for Humpty Dumpty. Also, If Jesus Came to My House lap book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie lap book. These are all available. Now, I'm going to skip over and show you some of the examples of level six unit studies over at Homeschool Share. So these are obviously for independent study. Kids that are able to learn independently, be able to research and analyze. So there are currently 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 unit studies available under the level six. And they include a movie lap book, a snap circuit electricity lap book, Whatever Happened to Penny Candy. Actually, we read that book about 2 years ago with Sunlight when we were doing our Sunlight studies. And Ancient Rome and How It Affects You Today. So if you're looking for a particular lap book, it could be, or a notebook, it could be that Homeschool Share may have a resource available for what you're doing. So always go check at homeschoolshare.com. In addition to those leveled one through six unit studies, they are also divided among types. So you'll have animal studies, multi-book theme units, and multi-age. And then if you hop over to the option called lap booking, you can look at all of the lap booking resources available as well as free resources. There's a 350 lap book list. It's called the master lap book list. And you can take a look at that and see what's available. There are also lap book templates. There are videos on teaching you how to lap book. There's just a lot of stuff. Now, if you've not checked out notebookingpages.com, that is also a link available on Homeschool Share, just because it's a great resource. You should definitely check out notebookingpages.com. If you're more of a notebooker than a lap booker, then head over to Notebooking Pages and see how you can incorporate some of what this lady has to offer. And I will tell you a little bit about that website in case you haven't checked it out. It looks as though she has a lot more happening at this site nowadays, with over 40,000 notebookers that are taking advantage of her resources. You can join the free member resource center, but you can also pay for a membership. And her name is Deborah Reed. And she has a story on, basically how she came to start Notebooking Pages. So you may want to read a bit about her family and how she got started and then support her with a lifetime membership. I don't currently have a lifetime membership, but I am thinking of, as I encourage you guys to do this, I am really thinking of going ahead and supporting her in this because she's done a great work here of providing a lot of these resources. Granted, you could easily go and, if you're a techie person, very creative, and you like doing this, if you have time for creating your own pages, you could do it yourself. But I say support those who are really good at what they do and have, the energy, the calling, the time, and the mission to do it. And she's already got so many resources available, so many notebooking pages already created on various topics. I believe, let's see if I can take a look even closer at what she offers. So Deborah's lifetime membership program, and I'm not a spokesperson for her. She doesn't even, we don't know each other, and nobody's paying me to talk about any of this. But I just feel like it would be helpful if you are a lapbooker, notebooker, and you would like to get your hands on something that's already put together for you. I know that she has great resources just looking at her website and seeing the testimonials and hearing of people who have used her resources. And it looks as though there are a variety of subjects offered. So a lot of history pages. So if you're planning on a big year of American history, she's got a lot of this available. Just kind of A to Z pages, I guess, on animals, sports, transportation, just various topics. And you can always go to her site, slide through the different options and see for yourself. A lot of her pages are beautifully decorated. So if you're looking for pretty, if you're looking for cute, she's got that too. Also some blank pages. Looks like she has character study pages, copy work, famous people pages, geography. So that would be great to go along with whatever country or state you're studying. She has geography pages. In fact, I believe I'm going to pay for this membership. This is something that I'm going to need for next year. We are studying the U.S. history next year. And I already have laid my eyes on the USA state study notebooking pages. So we just for the membership alone, we'll cover not only everything else I've just mentioned, but also what we're going to need next year. She also has country notebooking pages, history and timelines, ancient Africa and Egypt, science and nature study. And with the science and nature study, it looks like everything here from the cardiovascular system, circulatory. Wow, there's a lot of notebooking pages, and I can go on and on. Birds, plants and trees. Wow, this is a lot. Okay, I mean, I'm talking maybe hundreds and hundreds of pages. I don't even know how many, but this is a lot. Famous people, music study. So go check out notebooking pages. Now I definitely see why there was a link to her site connected to the homeschool share site that I'm talking about today. So those two sites are going to be good for you if you are looking at notebooking or lapbooking next year. Another site that, in fact, is also a link from the Homeschool Share, another resource that they offer. Another one that I got my start with lapbooking years ago that really helped me out was a video tutorial site. And I'll share that with you now. So this site is called lapbooklessons.com, and it's changed a bit over the years. I believe it used to be a Ning site years ago, if this is the same site that I'm looking at. But Lapbook Lessons is great for just, again, I mean, if you're looking for Bible lap books, animals, Noah's Ark, prayer lap books, history, holiday, insects. It just makes learning a whole lot of fun. And yeah, just be sure to stock up on your ink and your printer because you'll be wanting to print out a lot. Either that or, you know, head over to your library and just reserve some change for making printouts, because you will need to be printing out a lot of lap book templates. But they make learning fun. And at least for the little ones who actually love to cut and paste, or just to have a cute worksheet to work on. If they're more of a cut and dry kid that likes to not really fool around with a lot of the artsy stuff, then maybe not. But my daughter, she likes it. She likes lapbooking. She likes the art and the activity of it. It feels more like fun to her when she's actively involved in the process of learning, and lap booking helps her to cement the ideas together as she's cutting, as she's coloring, as she's doing some copy work, and then it's all coming together into one solid project, either a lap book or a notebook. And at this time of our life, lap books seem to be really big just because she's really crafty like that. So lapbooklessons.com is a great resource. Another one that you may want to check out is Hands of a Child, which you can't go wrong with that. I mean, they're not free, but you know what? It's reasonable to say that you're going to get what you pay for at Hands of a Child. If you're looking for well-researched unit studies, lap books, and notebooking material, then I don't think you can go wrong with Hands of a Child. So check that out. If you're willing to invest just a little cash into your lap book project, then go check that out and see what they have. Because again, there are a lot of options and a lot of different subjects available at Hands of a Child. So that's handsofachild.com. Another one that you'll want to check out for sure is Lap Booking by jimmyscollage.com. And Jimmy has a lot of resources on lap booking and notebooking as well. So she actually has let's see which post this is. So Jimmy has a picture of her daughter making lap books and how she's made dozens of lap books over the years. In fact, she has a Flickr account showcasing her lap books that she's done over the years, starting back in kindergarten. So Jimmy's been really big into notebooking and lap booking, and so she has a lot of resources here. If you're a Charlotte Mason homeschooler, it will fit right in. She's got information on, you know, how narration fits well into that. Basically, she has a lot of good resources. She also has a website called notebookingfairy.com. So if you are a notebooker, head over there and see what she has. She has a notebooking success ebook. So that would be something you may want to find out more about. She also has an ebook called Designing Your Language Arts Curriculum, and very thorough. So other books she has, one's called Essay Tune-Up. And I know that has nothing to do with lap booking, but I just, you know, was looking at her website and I saw that she has an Essay Tune-Up ebook. So if you're teaching your kids how to write an essay, again, you know, check out jimmyscollage.com. Okay, so back to lap booking and notebooking. Another great resource for notebooking is Betsy's notebookingnook.com. And she does have a few freebies. And she also has a membership account available along with an affiliate sign up. So these are all options for Betsy's Notebooking Nook. Take a look at what she offers. Homeschool planners bundle for mom and kids. Lots of, you know, notebooking ideas, pages and activities. She's got some good stuff here. So go check her out. Another resource to check out is thecraftyclassroom.com, and you'll find some lap booking and notebooking resources as well as some ebooks. So check that out as well. thecraftyclassroom.com. And while you're at it, go ahead and check out Dinah Zeich's notebookingcentral.com. There's lots of good material here as well. I'm not sure if this website is, you know, by Dinah Zeich, but I do see some of her material listed here. So go check it out for yourself. She does have a book called Notebook Foldables for spirals, binders, and composition books. It teaches you about how to do, you know, how to create a notebook, or how to do it. So if you wanted to look more into the art of notebooking or the art of lap booking, she kind of teaches what all the foldables are, how to do them, if you're really into that. I know some people don't have time for all of that, but some people do. So again, it's all your personality. If you like that kind of stuff and your kids love it, then bring it into your homeschool and make it part of it so they enjoy the learning process. I think that's it for now. Again, do definitely check out homeschoolshare.com. I know I've talked about it quite a bit in my first episodes, or, you know, first couple episodes when I first started this podcast in 2012. But I haven't mentioned it in a long time, and I thought it would be great to just kind of remind everyone that if you are a notebooker or a lap booker, then definitely Homeschool Share is a great place to start. And start there. And if you don't find what you're looking for, then kind of branch out to some of the other options that I've mentioned. And just do a simple Google search and you'll find a whole lot of ideas available. And lots of bloggers nowadays are creating printables that you can add into your lap booking as you're working on whatever it is. So just, you know, be sure to do a little research and allow yourself the time and the energy to dig in as your kids need that from you. I'm learning to really just be a lot more flexible with my youngest daughter as she's wanting to study different things, and just devote some time to finding those resources. And it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't already checked out our most recent post at Christian Homeschool Moms, I want to kind of divert your attention to that now. And wanted you to just check out what our writers have been talking about. Our last post was by Shireen, and she's written 5 reasons to homeschool high school. So if you have a high schooler, definitely want to read Shireen's ideas on why, or at least the first 3 reasons she has of 5 of why you should definitely consider homeschooling high school. I know it can be intimidating. I am beginning to feel that way as I enter that stage of my life, and my daughter will be in 9th grade in about 1 year. So that is, it's pretty intimidating, but she's getting there to that point. And so this is an encouraging article. You know, these are reasons why Shireen feels like we should feel confident to go ahead and move forward with that. She's homeschooled and graduated her kids through high school. So another article we've had is by Donna Marie Johnson, and she wrote about what saved me from destroying family. She talks about basically how she's learned to reach out for help, and by just getting plugged into community and not hiding behind our hurts and our pain. And so Donna has been actually called to this ministry of healing hurting hearts. And she has a prayer meeting that she'll be having soon on June 6th at 9 a.m. Eastern. And you can join in and pray with her and others who are also going to be joining in to this private phone access. So you can go directly to that link and sign up for her prayer session. And it's at itrainwomen.com/prayer.html, and I'll have a full link to that, of course, in the show notes of this episode. So you definitely want to join her on that, because she has a ministry to help women. She definitely she trains women toward their God-given purpose and their vision, and she's doing that through her family's homeschooling and through her business. And so, yeah, I highly recommend that if you can make it to her virtual prayer session, that you do that. Also, we had by Gabby, we had an article called Finding Homeschooling Mentors. If you don't have a mentor, then you need one. If you can't find one that lives locally, then maybe you can find one virtually. If you can't find one virtually, maybe you can purchase a book or listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube channel that really inspires you, and dub that person or those people your mentors. And that's what I've done. I don't have anybody that I know locally that I consider a mentor, but when it comes to homeschooling, you know, there are lots of YouTube channels that I follow. There are lots of podcasts that I listen to. There are a lot of people, friends even in my life that I consider mentors. And, you know, we kind of bounce ideas off of each other, but, you know, they may consider me a mentor, but I consider them a mentor because we learn from each other, right? And so finding homeschool mentors is very important. I love that Gabby talks about some steps into finding those mentors through church, through homeschool groups, friendships, books, and even blogs. So great ideas from Gabby Daigle. And then we've also had, let's see, by Nakisha Ware. She wrote an article called Making Math Make Sense. So check that out and how she's integrating math into her home and making sense of it all. Robin W. Pearson wrote Going Green. This is not what you think. It's not about going organic, although, you know, that's a great thing, you know. But her article is more or less, it's more about the time that you spend. It's about reducing, recycling, and reusing, and how that applies to your time and your just your space and your time as a woman. So it's a really interesting read. You should definitely come over and read what Robin has to say about going green, because it's not exactly what you think. Okay, so that's kind of it for the last couple of months. And of course, before that, I my last podcast was on embracing the Sabbath and homeschooling. So I hope that that was encouraging to you back in March. And that's it for now, I believe. One more announcement. That's not it for now. One more announcement. I do have a podcast that I will be starting really, really soon, but it's a Techie Homeschoolers podcast. I'll be starting that soon, and I've actually already begun the blog. So if you want to head over there at techiehomeschoolers.com, what I'm talking about at Techie Homeschoolers is all about technology and how we integrate that with our homeschool, and just ideas of how homeschoolers can use tech to your advantage in your homeschool, how to stay safe online, but how to, you know, incorporate these different apps and digital tech tools, ed tech tools into your homeschool. So I'll be blogging more about that in the days to come, because it's a big interest of mine, and I'll share more about that on the next podcast that I start. So I hope that you'll have some time to head over to that website and, you know, just log into that and see where we're going with it. My husband hopefully will be involved in the blogging part of it and maybe appear on a couple of podcasts, and we shall see how that works out. Recently, I've also done a video on just the pros and cons of virtual schooling, and I've just been very, very honest about what our virtual or cyber school experience has been this past year, 2014-15. So if you're interested in finding out more about that and what I had to say about some of the schools that we use, such as Connections Academy and K-12, and how it kind of stacks up to regular homeschooling, what my opinions were, and whether or not I believe it's an effective method of education for homeschoolers, then you want to check out that video, which I will leave a link to here as well. And you can check that out at my YouTube channel. So I think we have wrapped it up for this session. And thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me over at the contact page at christianhomeschoolmoms.com/contact. And I will get in touch with you as soon as possible. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed homeschooling week.